Ben felt her lift her arm, then heard a sizzle as she batted back a bolt.
He's ill. We need to help him.
Sorry, Vistara, but that sounds a little too compassionate coming from a Sith.
Not all of us take delight in hurting or killing unnecessarily,
Vistara said.
And remember, our apprentices...
Pause. Sizzle.
...are being harmed by Abeloth as well as your Jedi. We might need them all alive if we want to find out what's going on.
She made a good point. But to Ben, it almost felt as if she were making excuses for her original comment, as if she were embarrassed at showing compassion. He wondered if that was real or just wishful thinking. Then he forgot completely about the conversation. Up ahead was a wall similar to the one that enclosed Trima. It was, apparently, the only barricade that protected the fountain from its admirers. There were gates at various intervals, and these were closed. But seriously, it was only a ring of dirt and wooden gates. Apparently, even the barricade around the place had to be low-tech. The guards patrolling it, however, had no such hindrance. They wore plastoid armor and sported DL-44 heavy blasters that looked like they meant business. And the extremely business-like-looking blasters were trained on the figure of Dion Stad as he barreled in, seemingly intent upon crashing through the gates. "Off! Off!" shouted Ben. Vistara understood immediately, and as one, they vaulted upward, soaring and then landing easily on their feet, even in the soft sand. Ben's lightsaber was in his hand and activated by the time he straightened. Even as he brought it up, he was batting back blaster fire. The driverless speeder bike kept going, heading straight for the wall, and two guards standing there. The guards were not there a second later, having intelligently dived out of the way. The speeder bike rammed at top speed into the barrier. It did not break through it, but there was a good-sized hole around the now crumpled speeder. A sharp scream caused Ben's head to whip around. Although he kept good focus on the fight, Vistara stood with her long legs set wide apart and her hands, fingers splayed hard, stretched out in front of her. Her beautiful face was set in a harsh, unforgiving expression. Blue force lightning crackled from her hands in a jagged, dancing line to two other guards. They convulsed, shrieking in torment. The Sith apprentice lifted her hands and tossed the two guards aside. Her head turned, her brown eyes narrowed, and she reached out in the direction of Dion Stad. "Vistara!" Ben shouted. She was going to do it. She was going to do just what his father had warned him that Sith did, that Sith always did. She was going to betray him and murder Dion Stad, because Sith killed Jedi. The promise meant nothing to her. Ben meant nothing to her. She was lost to the dark side, and... Less than a second before Dion Stad's speeder bike impacted with the barrier, Dion himself suddenly shot upward, as if grasped by an invisible hand. He yelled in protest, his legs and arms flailing, and then was thrown several meters away to land on the soft sand. His speeder slammed hard into the wall and was rendered into so much scrap metal instantly. Had Dion still been on it, he would now have been little more than a collection of bloody tissue. Ben blinked. The attack ceased as everyone started to converge on the stunned man, who only now was moving and trying unsuccessfully to sit up. Vistara beat them all, leaping with the grace and power of a Narglatch to land beside Dion, straddling him, drawing her fist back, and slamming it into his jaw. Dion's head jerked to the side, and he stopped moving. Vistara hissed slightly, shook her stinging hand, then yanked up Dion's arms and trussed him up with cord from her belt. Ben lowered his weapon. Vistara rose, dusting the sand from her knees, and stepped aside as the locals seized Dion by each arm and hauled him upward. Ben fumbled for his comlink and clicked it.
"She stopped him! Vistara!"
Ben said. He was panting a little from the chase.
"The local authorities have him right now. Do you want me to step in?"
"No, not at this point,"
Luke said. He did not acknowledge Ben's first comment.
"He came close to violating their most sacred area, and he's stolen property. The GA doesn't have any kind of jurisdiction here, and neither do we. I'll come down and talk to someone once they've processed him. When everyone's a little calmer, they might agree to release him to my custody.
Dad, Ben said. Did you hear what I said?